Okay? You can see me? Okay. Okay, good morning. We are in Tav Kuf Nun. Hevdol sheyesh ben Tisha B'Av liyeter tzomot. Okay, so the difference between Tisha B'Av and the other, I believe it's three main fasts, or four, we'll see. Aleph. Hakol chayavim lihita'anot arba tzomot halalu. Everyone has to fast these four tzomot, these fast days. There's four of them. V'asur lifrotz gader. And it's asur to be poreitz gader, to break the fence. In other words, not to do it. We're not, this is not including Yom Kippur. And the expression of asur lifrotz gader really comes from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that in a time when there's shmad, so Chazal made all these four, the Rabbanan fasts, obligatory, right? We have to. In times of when there's a Beis HaMikdash, then there is no fasts. It's a time of Sason and Simcha. When there's no Beis HaMikdash and no Shmad, so then it was optional. If the Jews or the community wanted to fast, they would fast. If not, not. But it already became the Minhag, Klal Yisrael, many, many, many years ago. I think already in the times of the Gemara, became the Minhag, they accepted upon themselves, I don't know how far back, that all of Klal Yisrael will fast for all generations until the Beis of Mikdash is built. So that was based on their Minhag, and that, hence the expression of Sur Lifrotz Gader. Haga, Mihu, Ubarot Uvenikot Shemitz Ta'arot Harbei Lit'anot. When women who are pregnant, or they're nursing, and it's difficult for them, they shouldn't fast. So by the Sfardim, they never fast, whether it's difficult or not difficult. But they're never chayav to fast. But according to the Rama, about la'afilu einan mitzdarot, even if there is, it's not difficult for them, einan mechuyavot litarot el shenagu lahachvir. The minag is, if they're having difficulty fasting, then they do eat and drink. But if they're having no difficulty, then the minhag is that they don't. Again, lemaisa depends on the minhag, I guess, of every community as far as how to deal with this. And some in general are, especially among Hasidim, are more makel in general. But, okay. V'davka b'shlosha tzomot. And davka, these three tzomot, where it may be mutter for pregnant and nursing, aval b'tisha b'av mechuyavot lahashlim. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, right, we're not talking about Yom Kippur over here. That's, we're talking about the four dinei tzomos darabanan. So when it comes to Tisha B'Av, so then they are chayav, unless of course, you know, they're sick and etc. We'll get to those halachot later. But generally speaking, even if it's just difficult, so then they're also chayav. And I'm not going to get into all the details, but I'll just point out that there are different levels. Let's say a woman is nursing. So generally speaking, many poskim say that if they are not having difficulty, then they are allowed to, let's say they stop nursing. So I'm just going to point out one kula of Chazan Ovadia. Many don't agree with it, but for the first 2 years of giving birth, they have a din of nursing, even if they're not nursing anymore. Lachatchila, they don't need to fast at all for 2 years. That's a very popular menang by the Sfardim. Ashkenazim are a little more makel if there's no, generally more machmer if there's zero, if they're not nursing anymore at all, and they have no difficulty. Okay, bet. Tzomot halalu, these fast days, chutz mitisha b'av, except for tisha b'av, mutarim berchitza, right, washing, even hot water, v'sicha, and anointing or oils, moisturizing cream, perhaps, probably, yeah, also perfumes, v'ne'ilat sandal, wearing leather shoes, v'tashmi shamita, and marital relations, v'ein tzarich lahafsik behem miba'od yom. And whatever you're not doing for these other days, it really just boils down to eating and drinking, and perhaps more, we'll say in a second. So normally these things only start in the morning. When it comes to the, obviously we all know, Tisha B'Av, we start the night before, but these things start in the morning. Now, there are some who are machmer, that not to use hot water. Most do, but some don't. And the Mishnah Berurah even says, Ba'al Nefesh shouldn't even eat the night before. For all four fasts, the Ba'al Nefesh doesn't eat already from the night before. I've never heard of people who do this, but I guess they wouldn't advertise it. Okay, but yeah.
It's always been the Lotte Shachar. It's always been like...
Right, so everyone, we know it goes by Lotte Shachar. And not to get into it, but just to point out, here in the Mishnah Berurah says, Ba'al Nefesh Yachmir, he's not saying you have to. So just, you can take that as a klal for the Mishnah Berurah in general, when the Mishnah Berurah says, right. Ba'al Nefesh Yachmir. Okay, Gimel. Now, what happens if these four fasts come out on Shabbos? So the general rule is nidchin la'achar haShabbos. You push it off to Sunday, right? The Mishnah says because these are puranios, these are bad things, right? The purpose of these holidays is because the bad things happened in order to arouse us to do teshuva. But we don't makdim puranios. We don't want to bring in, sad things early. We want to try and push them off, and hopefully it won't even apply this year. The one major exception that we all know of is Tainus Esther, that we bring in early, because it's not because of a sad thing that happened. It's more just of a day of tefillah before Purim. Okay, Haga. Ve'im chalu be'erev Shabbos, and if it happens on Erev Shabbos, which nowadays with our calendars only happens with Asara B'Tavis, exactly. Ve'im chalu be'erev Shabbos, korim shachar semincha ve'chal, then you do, you read like a normal fast day. You read in the morning, and from mincha yilein, the same as always, from ve'chal. Ve'im yesh Chuppa b'yom ha'tainus b'erev Shabbos. And if there's going to be a chuppa, generally nowadays we don't do this, but they used to many times for financial reasons, they would make a chuppa on Fridays. So let's say Friday is Asara B'Tavis, and you make a chuppa then, and you're going to eat at nighttime. So nohagim, so how does that work? Nohagim l'itpalel mincha. So after chatzos, you daven mincha, you do vayachal, and then v'acharkach osin chuppa, and then you do the chuppa after mincha time. And they would eat and party on the night.
Interesting.
Dalit. B'Shabbos kodem latzom. Now, there was a custom that on Shabbos morning, because that's when everybody came to shul, machri shaliach tzibor hatzom. Gabai shaliach tzibor, someone would announce that there's a tzom. Or through a tefillah, they would announce the tzom. That's also why I might say shaliach tzibor. They would announce through a tefillah and say, just like we do by all communities have this when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. Only Sfardim nowadays do this by announcing through a tefillah when they take out the Sefer Torah. So, through a tefillah as well, same idea. Rosh Chodesh we do right before Musaf, but here they do when they take out the Sefer Torah. So when do you announce it? Do you announce it for every fast day? So we see no. Chutz mi Tisha B'Av, they don't announce it on Tisha B'Av. Vitzom Kippur, they don't announce it when Yom Kippur is that week. Vitzom Purim, and they don't announce it by Purim. Why? Because everyone knows those. Everyone's following the calendar, and everyone knows when these 3 days are going to come out. It's the other 3 days that not everyone has a calendar, and people knew about it less and needed the reminder more. And therefore, v'simanach akaf alav piyu. The Rosh Tevos of akaf, aleph, chaf, pei. So that stands for av, kippur, and purim. And so that's just as a siman for you to remember which ones you don't announce it.
Akaf means to restrain.
Right, exactly. To restrain the mouth. Thank you very much. ומנהג האשכנזים שלא להכריז שום אחד מהם. And the minhag by Ashkenazim is we don't mention any of them. And also, this happens to be by most or many Sephardic communities, they also don't announce Tzom Gedalia. Because everyone knows when Rosh Hashanah is, and everyone knows it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. But, you see, okay. Depends on the minhag. Okay. Okay. And if you're doing the wedding, not that it usually happens, but if you're going to do this wedding on a fast day, so you give the wine to drink to a tinok, or someone who's allowed to drink. Let's go on. Tav kof nun aleph. Din shavua shachal tisha ba'av liot betocha. All right, so now some of the halachos of shavua shachal bo. Or we're going to see the whole month of Av as, okay. Aleph. Mi shenichnas Av mimatin be'simcha. Okay, so when it comes to the month of Av, so we are mima'it in simcha. We minimize the amount of simcha. So let's see. Ubar Yisrael de'id le'dina b'hadekudin, a Jew who has a beis din, a din Torah, has to go to, or a non-Jewish court, whatever. He has a beis din Torah or a din with a non-Jew. So lishtamet minei diria mazle. So the best thing to do is push it off to the next month, or especially those 9 days, because it's a bad time. It's the mazel is not the best that month. Let's save it when things are going better. Haga. Mila shehi merosh chodesh ad tisha b'av noagin shamol ba'alibrit v'aviyaben lovshin bigdei Shabbos. So if you have a bris mila during the 9 days, so the minhag is you still get dressed nice bigdei Shabbos, the three ba'alei simcha, the moel, ba'alibrit, and avi haben. Okay, and I think it's the Mishnah Berurah says that also, or someone points out that if it's it's the Mishnah Berurah by a kfater, the person who brings it in, that a man who brings in the baby is not one of the three. He doesn't wear Big Day Shabbos. But if it's a woman who brings in the baby, she gets to wear Big Day Shabbos, because that's her only acting role that she's allowed to do. So the minhag is for women not to be a moel, sandik, or that she's not the father. So anyways, that's the woman's active role, so she gets, for that she gets. That's her ikra mitzvah. Okay, aval belav hachi asur. But otherwise, we don't wear Birgdei Shabbos during the 9 days. Afilu b'Shabbos al chazon, ein machlifim ilbosh Birgdei Shabbos, kiim haketonet levad. So again, this depends on the minhag, but some don't even wear Birgdei Shabbos on Shabbos chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Okay? Aval porsin parochet shel Shabbos.
Which is the
ketonet? I guess the coat. I don't know. Maybe a jacket. I'm not exactly. Oh, that's right. The zeya. Thank you. like an undershirt or something that you wear. So that for sure you're going to wear a new one. Okay, that we wear all night. We wear undergarments, fresh ones all week anyway. Okay, except those who are machmer. Okay, aval porsin parochet shel Shabbos im lo she'era tisha ba'av b'Shabbos v'nidcha sha'az ein porsin parochet shel Shabbos. Okay, you are allowed to wear put up for the aron the paroches on Shabbos. I think that's what we're talking about. We're talking about here. The Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about tablecloths. Right? No? Parochet, he says, is referring to the...
Is there some places that switch the yekis and wash the night?
No, I know.
Different parochet for the Aron HaKodesh.
For the Aron HaKodesh.
All different days of the year, they have different things that they
do. Okay, sorry, Chiyon, exactly which parochet we're talking about over here. I don't know. Sorry. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. But one of the parochas, if Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av, then you use the regular Shabbos parochet. I don't know, referring to the Aron or referring to your tablecloth. The Aron. Okay, fine. So we'll say it's referring to both. How's that? Okay. We'll say it's referring to the Aaron, and if we see otherwise, well, you'll let me know tomorrow. But we're referring, let's assume we're referring to both the Aaron and to the tablecloth. In lo she'era tisha ba'av b'shabbos v'nidcha she'a'az ein porsin parochet shel Shabbos. But you don't put on this parochet or tablecloth of Shabbos if it's a nidcha, if it's really tisha ba'av. Umi she'yesh lo nesuin b'shabbos nachamu mutra lubash b'gli Shabbos b'shabbos shel chazon. And if it's your Sheva Brachos, so then you wear your special Shabbos.
This is an Ashkenazi. This is an Ofruf.
Is it referring to an Ofruf?
Right. This is an Ofruf.
It has to, they wouldn't get married beforehand, right?
Right.
Maybe. Okay, no, you're saying it is for sure?
The Shabbat Nachamu is the week of Shabbat Nachamu.
It's after,
And it's the week after, so you know, after Shabbat, he has a wedding, and Shabbat Chazon is the offering.
Okay.
It's the Ashkenazic custom, it's the Ramah, not the Matas.
Okay, fine. So we're talking about the offer. Fine. Shkoyach. Okay, very good. Thank you. Beis. Mirosh Chodesh Ada Tainis. Mimati Masa Matan. Now, from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis, we do less business. So some do less business Bichlal, but many have the minhag to do regular business because we consider whatever we do, whenever we're working, it's Kedei Chayav. We're not necessarily loaded where we don't need to work. And if we don't work for those 9 days, it's going to hurt us, besides Davar Ha'aved and all those issues. Okay, so let's go. Binyan shel simcha, and we don't do any kind of building of simcha. Kagon, beit chatnut livno, building a house for your chasan son. Oh, binyan shel tzior v'chior, or a house that's a building for just for, I don't know, for pleasure. Ubenetia shel simcha, and planting for just to plant for happiness. Kegon of avarniki shel malachim shnotim mitzel lihistofef betzilo omini hadas umini oalim. Or if you have a beautiful backyard, or for the king, and they plant just to make their backyard even nicer and nicer. So this is not allowed. So we don't do building for enjoyment. However, what if you have a wall that might collapse? It's collapsing. So then it's an issue of sakana. So afal pishu shel simcha, even though it's going to make you happy, you're making a brand new wall or a brand new fence. You've been dying to do this for years, just didn't know when to get around to doing it. And now you notice exactly now it's starting to fall apart and it's dangerous. Mutar leave note, you are allowed to build during the 9 days. Ulet tzorech mitzvah kol shari. And if it's for the tzorech mitzvah, then it's always going to be okay. Okay, ve'ein nosim nashim ve'ein osin seudat erusin. Now, during these 9 days, we don't do simchas, we don't get married, and we don't make the seuda of engagements. Aval, we don't even make engagement parties, that's the minhag. Aval ares below seuda mutar, but just the act of getting engaged without getting married, without making a party, that's 100% mutar. Ve'afilu b'tisha b'av atzmo mutar la'ares, even allowed to get engaged on without a party on tisha b'av. Why? Shelo yekadmenu acher, because we don't want someone else to take the girl, or now they're both are interested. And if you wait, maybe they will get cold feet and change their minds. Hagav, v'noagim lahachmer she'enosim mishiva asar v'tamuz ve'elach. But the minhag by Ashkenazim is not to get married during the 3 weeks, which is generally the practice by Sfardim as well. During the 3 weeks, we don't actually get married. Ad achar tisha b'av. So it depends. Okay, l'maisa it's usually not done, and it also depends if it's their first time getting married, and so Mi'ikar Adin, he says you're allowed to, Rav Avadia. I think we'll learn a bit more about this as we go on. I think so, but so anyways, it's a machokas if you're allowed to or not, and but generally you are. He holds you are allowed to, but the minhag generally is not. Gimel. In which case? What do you mean, is mutter? It says, "Ein osi mishiva sar b'tamuz ve'elech," until after Tisha B'Av. And then the bottom he writes, "Mishalo kiyam piri afilu mishalo kiyam piri avirvia." So that's the main difference. So there he does say, but for the 9 day, okay, when it comes to engagements, that he says you are allowed to do lechatchila for Ashkenazim, certainly Sephardim, before the 9 days. The 3 weeks is for weddings, and then engagement parties, that's only the 9 days. That's by the minute, oh, that's what he writes. Very good.
But the erusin here is like real erusin.
Real erusin, but even I think nowadays, I guess
nowadays
you can ask.
It's like less than.
I would think you're allowed. It's less chashu, but I think you are allowed to do it up until the 9 days, until Rosh Chodesh.
In a
like when people make a l'chaim or a vort.
Yeah, nice.
So that I think Ashkenazim do. You can double check your community, but they do before the 9 days. During the 9 days? I don't think so. I think during the 9 days, not.
That's later on,
Okay, let's just read Gilmo. Very long. You want to stop? Gilmo reads pretty quick. Let's see if we can do it. Shavu Shechal Tisha B'Av. So the week of Tisha B'Av. Asurim l'saper l'chabes. You're not allowed to do haircuts and you're not allowed to do laundry. Afilu ein rotzei lo shavata lo anich l'achar Tisha B'Av. Even if you just want to wait till after Tisha B'Av, you just you're not wearing it now. You're not allowed to wear them and you're freshly clothed laundry and you freshly clothed clothes that were laundered, and you're not allowed to do the laundry even if it's for after Tisha B'Av. So here you see, according to the minhag of the Sephardim, it's only Shavua Shechalba. And even if you only have one thing to wear, you're not allowed to. But as Kornfeld said, if you have nothing to wear, then you are allowed to wash that one item. You have nothing to wear, what are you going to do? Can't stay. You don't have to stay home. Even if it was already laundered before, it's for clothing or whether it's your bedding. Even to do laundry for your hands and for the table. Tablecloths, asr. So now he's going to go into a little thing where he says our laundry is mutter, and then at the end you're going to see at the end our laundry is actually aser, and that is the halacha. You're not allowed to do laundry nowadays, Ashkenazim and Sephardim the same. We both say it's aser, but there is a difference. For Sephardim it's Shavua Shechalbo, and for Ashkenazim you're going to see it's already from Rosh Chodesh. So let's just read it inside. Uchalei Pishtan, which the flax in those days, it never really got cleaned, I think it was what it was. Forgot. It was. Right. Ein behem mishum gihutz ve'erem kikibu shelanu umater. So the gihutz didn't do much, and it was like our laundry nowadays, which doesn't do as much as it did in those days as well. Or in particular, Eretz Yisrael. Right, so our laundry is all different. So we're going to see. So that's talking about doing Giyutz and leaving it for after Tisha B'Av. But even Klei Pishtan would be Asr during Shavua Shechalbo. And the Minag became even Klei Pishtan is Asr. V'afilu Kibush Shelanu was also Asr, even our laundry. Ben Lilbosh Ben Lachabes Ulhaniach. Whether you're going to wear it or wash it and save it for afterwards. And we're not making it since this became the minhag l'hachmer. And it might even be aser midina. Sheharei yesh mi shekatav de kibush shelanu kare shel b'nei bavel she'ei mitlabim yafe. It could be our kibbutz doesn't get clean so well, like Bavel, because their water wasn't as clean. It wasn't a hilly with the clean water of Eretz Yisrael. It could be the kibbutz in Chutz La'aretz is like the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, which is Aser. Could be it's different. But oh, in other words, the whole machloket rishonim, as far as if it would be Aser or not Aser, the Ikra halacha started out to be mutter according to the Shulchan Aruch, but again, like we said, the minag is clearly Aser. Ve'od yesh mi sheperish the gutz hainu mayim ve'efer o neter uborit v'kibus hainu b'mayim levad. Also, nowadays we do laundry with detergent. In those days, when they said it, maybe it was mutter, that was only with plain water. That's another opinion. It was manazeh, but nowadays ein mechabsim b'mayim levad. No one washes just with water. V'nimtza shekol kibush shel manazeh avei gutz. So therefore, it could be that everyone, according to some rishonim, our kibus was always aser. V'aser midina. I feel b'klei plishtan lavshan mia. Okay, Hagav. Va'anu nohagim lahachmer b'chol zeh mitchilat rosh chodesh ad achar ha'taynis. But and so basically, like we said, and the Ramah just points out that the Isser starts from Rosh Chodesh Av until the Taynis. And ima letzorach mitzvah, except letzorach mitzvah, there's a heter, kegon, isha loveshet levanim, muteret lechabes v'lubash levanim, ulehatziah tachtea, in order that she needs to wear white clothing, because of her period, aval b'tisha b'av atzmo lo tilbash levanim. B'tisha b'av, you don't wear the white, clean clothing. V'rak loveshet chaluk baduk v'yafeh. Just wear something that was already checked. V'chein lichvot Shabbos loshim klei plishtan u'matziyan levanim kemo b'shar Shabbatos. And for kavod Shabbos, you are allowed to wear klei plishtan and u'matziyan levanim, and you're allowed to wear clean sheets, like on other Shabboses. And again, that depends if it's referring to bedding or not, or just the tablecloths. V'asur litein kelim lokoveset eina yehudit lechabes marosh chodesh ve'eilech, aval kodem rosh chodesh mutar latet, af al pi shekoveset achar rosh chodesh. And you are allowed to give your laundry to a laundromat or a non-Jew to do laundry for you before Rosh Chodesh, even if he's going to do it during after Rosh Chodesh. All right.
Thank you.